Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast from yours truly on April the 23rd, 2024. Hope this finds you well. Thank you for your continued support here on the podcast channel. And my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for the continued sponsorship here on the platform. It makes such a big difference to me. Can't begin to tell you how much. Shall we talk a little bit about prisons? Oh, you need to behave yourself or you might get sent to prison. Why? What's going to happen to me in prison? Well, you're certainly not going to get a mandatory drug test because I see the media reveal that prisons carry out so very few mandatory drug tests on inmates, the officials have decided to stop publishing the data, even as a spice epidemic behind bars spirals upwards. Now, when I say a spice epidemic, it's not that they're feverish about the Spice Girls. No, it's nothing to do with Jerry or Sporty or whatever the rest of them are called. No, it's actually drugs. What? So, David, let me get this right. So you're saying there's a drugs epidemic behind bars. Yep. But the prisons are not carrying out mandatory drug tests. Yep. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it? In hell. So, yeah, let's look at some of the info here. So apparently drug use is endemic inside prisons in England and Wales, with a recent inspection of Her Majesty's Prison Hindley revealing, get this, half the inmates were abusing illegal substances. Half of them. That's amazing. And yet, there it is. The Ministry of Justice has vowed to clamp down on the issue and make mandatory drug tests a priority for the prison service. What, like it wasn't a priority until this point. Having illegal narcotics behind bars was, yeah, it's just one of those things, you know? What, half the inmates are high? Yeah, it's one of those things. Oh, you want us to do something about it? Well, of course we want you to do something about it, not least because some of those behind bars are behind bars because of illegal narcotic dealing. But what you're doing is you're absolutely turning a blind eye to it. Now, every year, jails are rated according to how well they are performing on a series of measures. And one of those measures is how many mandatory drugs tests come back positive. But for the last year of 2022-2023, the figures were redacted. In other words, you couldn't see them. Why was that? Because there were so very few tests conducted. Well, they were busy. The Chief Inspector of Prisons, Charlie Taylor, said he's disappointed that regular mandatory testing had fallen by the wayside. It doesn't fall by the wayside, Charlie Taylor. You should resign. You've presided over this. You are as much of the problem as those not carrying out the mandatory testing. I mean, Charlie goes on to whine about the fact that, oh, the ingress of drugs is a serious problem in prisons, driving high levels of violence and creating a very challenging environment for all those living and working in our prisons. What are you doing about it? Mandatory random drug testing is an important way of finding perpetrators of drug use in prison and also understanding how extensive the problem is so that a prison can best focus on its response. It's disappointing that this has fallen by the wayside. But how has it fallen by the wayside? Well, I just sort of, as in a moment of complete coincidence, all the prisons decided, forgot all about that. Forgot to do the mandatory drug testing when some of them have 50% of their inmates on drugs. Maybe there's others where it's 100% on drugs. Maybe that's what's happening. But this demonstrates to my mind that, the prison drugs market is a huge drug market, and much of it is under the control of organized crime cartels. It's a captive market in every sense of the word, enabling them to charge lots of money for their drugs. And the prisons have decided that, they're just not going to test for it. It's just they're too busy doing other stuff, and so we don't have time for that. I mean, this to me shows just how unserious, and not just the prison regime is, but the government, which ultimately carries the can for this, is about dealing with this sort of extremely inappropriate, unlawful behavior. But And just think of what a nightmare it must be to go in. Maybe this is the plan. They make prison so awful because it's basically a drug fest if you go to prison, that maybe some prisoners would be scared of that. They don't want to be in that background. But that's the terrible reality of it. I'm afraid this guy, the chief inspector of prisons, should resign. The government's prisonman, the government minister responsible for prisons, should resign. And there should be active action. There should be active, action taken against all these prison governors who have decided, yeah, it's not a priority for them, testing for drugs. Listen, here's the reality. There shouldn't be any illegal narcotics behind bars. Zilch, nada, none. That's, again, it shows you that our prison regime is just as absolutely messed up as the rest of our society. You know, prison's the place you go to get drugs now, apparently. That's how bad it is. But then, of course, the chief inspector does point out the fact that this narcotics fest that goes on behind bars encourages some very violent behavior. So we have inside prisons, not outside, inside prisons, vast amounts of consumption of illegal narcotics, which makes lots of money for the drug cartels. And the prisons have decided this is not the time to do anything about it. Absolutely shocking.